Newstalk ZB, it is now 28 to 7. Let me tell you about Milford Asset Management. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver Category Fund Manager of the Year Award in both 2013-2014. The award is recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. For more information or an investment statement, you go to Milford KiwiSaver, one word, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or call them direct, 0800 662345, 0800 662345. Victoria Harris is a portfolio manager at Milford Asset Management. And Victoria, thank you for your time once again.
Hi, Larry.
Right, so Victoria, the 2014 reporting season has ended.
Yes, so last week was the final week for reporting season, so for companies with 30 June balance dates. And you know, we saw a majority of the travel industry actually report last week. We had the three Australasian Airlines report with fairly mixed results. We had some of the travel agents as well, which were pretty strong all round. And we also had Auckland Airport.
And what did you think of the Auckland Airport result?
Well, it was it was pretty good result. We had profit before tax up 11%, driven mainly by the aeronautical part of their business, with retail being slightly weak due to decreased spend per passenger. And you know, this business does face some short term regulatory headwinds, but it's led by a strong and proactive management team.
And what about the travel agents? What did you see in them?
So we had two travel agents report. We had firstly Flight Centre, which they delivered a good result with profit before tax growth of 8%. And you know, Flight Centre has a dominant position in Australia and New Zealand, which allows them to command better deals with the airlines and the hotels. Plus, they're also continuing to focus on international acquisitions. So the guidance was pretty weak, was weaker than the market expected at 8% growth for 2015 financial year, but it is pretty typical of management to underpromise and overdeliver. And we also had Corporate Travel Management, which, as the name suggests, is a corporate travel agent headquartered in Australia, and it operates in around 15 countries. So it's a strong competitor to Flight Centre, but they also had a good result. Their net profit after tax came in at the top end of the guidance that management had provided, and which was about 40% growth. And this was mainly due to their strong contribution from their Asian operations, and they're also focusing on further international acquisitions. So we're seeing both these companies, seeing strong growth in the domestic markets, but also focusing on those international acquisitions. So the outlook does look positive.
Okay, and Air New Zealand, of course, fantastic result.
Yes, so their profit was up 30% year on year, mainly driven by improved yields and passenger traffic volumes. Plus, they had a fall in their fuel costs. There was also the surprise dividend, which was a pleasant surprise for some. It was a common trend this reporting season, actually, that the surprise in the dividend. And their outlook, they had a good start to 2015 with their July operating statistics up strongly. So, despite possible headwinds this financial year from the Virgin stake, they should continue to grow those earnings and see additional possible capacity upside from the arrival of the new fleet.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go on to the Australian Airlines and the first one there, Virgin.
Yes, so but they reported on Friday, actually, and reported a loss of $200 million, a profit loss it is. The focus from the result was actually on the sale of the portion of their Velocity frequent flyer business to private equity. So there's actually speculation in the market that Qantas may follow suit and is planning to sell their frequent flyer business also. So, it was a positive move that sell down. As the cash proceeds will improve the Virgin balance sheet. Operationally, the second half showed slightly improving revenue trends, but cost control just remains a challenge for this business. And Qantas, another net loss figure, which came in at the statutory figure came in at $2.8 billion loss. But if you exclude the write-downs of that international fleet, the underlying figure came in actually at $600 million loss, which it's still a loss, but it was better than the market was expecting due to quicker cost reductions that they've been able to implement. So we did see the stock was up over 6% 2 days in a row, but you know, still challenging times ahead for the airline, you know, despite guiding to a return of profit in the first half of this financial year.
Now, what about the outlook for the industry then?
Well, the travel industry, you know, as a whole remains attractive. I mean, but the bottom line is more and more people are travelling. You know, we're seeing that the increasing number of retirees with high disposable incomes travelling and, you know, higher numbers of tourists, particularly the Chinese, you know, visiting our shores than we've ever seen. So, you know, it's far more affordable to fly today and there is greater choice, which is good for the travellers and the travel agents, as we've seen. But, you know, it does put pressure on those airlines to remain relevant and competitive.
Thank you for that, Victoria. Nice to talk to you. That is Victoria Harris from Milford Asset Management. MilfordKiwiSaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345.